Thank you, Mr. President. The United States would like to congratulate you and to thank you for taking the important role of president of this Conference of High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5. I can assure you that you have our full support. The United States is also grateful for the efforts of the Secretariat to support our important work today. The United States greatly values Protocol 5 as an international legal instrument that brings together states with the common goal of minimizing the risk and effects of explosive remnants of war. Full implementation of Protocol 5 assists in our collective efforts to reduce the post-conflict humanitarian problems caused by ERW. The United States congratulates the Philippines on joining Protocol 5, and we join others in welcoming the Philippines to its first annual Conference of High Contracting Parties. We urge other CCW parties who have not yet done so to follow the example set this year by the Philippines. And Mr. President, we thank you for your role in promoting universalization of the convention. Mr. President, lasting peace and stability can be placed at serious risk if civilians are not protected from dangers of ERW. For example, as we are currently witnessing in Ukraine, which has been littered with unexploded ordnance and landmines by Russia's unlawful invasion. On August 9th, the United States announced $89 million in new funding to support humanitarian clearance efforts in Ukraine. Since that announcement, we have identified additional funding, increasing our total commitment to $91.5 million. As long as the dangers from ERW persist, it is difficult for local communities to recover from the effects of armed conflict, which makes them susceptible to further instability. This is one of the important reasons why the United States works with countries around the world that need to clear ERW in order to ensure the safety of their civilian populations. Mr. President, U.S. assistance to partners to reduce the threat posed by explosive hazards is part of the broader U.S. conventional weapons destruction program, which is meant to enhance civilian security. Not only does the program encompass humanitarian demining and clearance of ERW, but it also works to reduce the threats associated with stockpiles of at-risk small arms, light weapons, and conventional ammunition. Since 1993, the United States has provided more than $4.7 billion in assistance to more than 100 countries. For more information on this assistance, I refer you to our annual publication entitled To Walk the Earth in Safety, which is available on the U.S. State Department's website. Thank you, Mr. President.